Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right. What's it? Three or four, Roger?
Four. Let's go four.
Four. All right. It is 9:06 on this Friday, April 10th. Glad to be here. Back at Oaklawn. We were here, Roger, just a few weeks back.
Yeah.
For the Arkansas Derby record-setting day, 73,000. And always enjoy coming over here and talking to the Oaklawn team.
Yep.
And
it's tomorrow's a big day.
Yeah.
Our buddy Kramer will be DJing out in that infield
tomorrow.
Is that
right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And Justin will be here after us today.
Okay.
But great to have Louis Sella, who was
here.
Yes, sir. President of Oaklawn and going into the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame tonight. Good morning, Louis. How are you?
Good morning. Great. Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It seemed like I remember it was 2 years ago when I was emceeing the Sports Hall of Fame. And it was Eric Jackson going in.
Right.
And I think you guys came in fashionably late. I think right in time. I think it was...
thank you, Highway Construction.
Yeah. And I think I was... Actually, when y'all walked in, I was talking about you guys at the time. So that worked out great. But, hey, congratulations. Your dad went in 2008. And we were talking about the different combos in the history of Arkansas with father-son combos in the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. We mentioned Billy Ray Smith Sr., and we mentioned the Nuts and the Colemans.
Hortons.
Maybe the Hortons.
Maybe.
But it's got to be really cool for you.
It's an unbelievable honor. And I recall when Dad got a call back in 2008, I was in the room when he got that call, and he was flabbergasted. And I'm going like, Dad, well, you know, come on. What's the big deal? And all of a sudden, I get a call, and I fall on the floor. And I said, my gosh, what are they thinking?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a huge honor, and really very, very excited about tonight. And what a privilege.
Yeah, absolutely. What's even better, Louis, is that it's here at your facility.
Yeah. Right.
You know, again...
There is no coincidence.
Well, you know, we had Wayne on earlier, and I gave Wayne credit. Said, listen, you know, I did the Brewers War for 28 years in Little Rock and loved it, but it was the right timing and the right decision,
yeah.
And we love being over here, and right after we did it, here came the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame, and it's a great idea to have it over here. It's just a perfect venue for that.
Well, it is, and Wayne gets the credit for that. He's gone to these other venues. He's on the board, and he scratches his head. He goes, why isn't Oaklawn hosting this?
That's right.
We built a pretty cool facility that can house this professionally and at the level that it deserves, and since we've been here, the feedback has been just that.
Yeah.
We got to come here until there's another venue that treats us and has an ability to treat us the way it ought to be treated. They ought to be treated. They're staying, and we're tickled and truly honored for that.
Yeah. We get to see one of the things we get to see with the Brewers, we're now 2 years over here, is we bring in coaches from all over the country.
Right.
And you know, sometimes, you know, you guys get to see it because you're dealing with the national horses and trainers and all that. But to see the expression like, wow. You know, some people aren't horse racing fans, and they come in and they go, this is like, you know, in your article in the Democrat Gazette to say, you know, you can take a swim in the pool, you can get a massage, you can get a great dinner, you can wager, and you never leave.
Yeah.
You know, which is the real beauty.
Yeah, and that's the name of the game.
Yeah.
When we built this and designed this, that was the whole purpose. It was a full resort where you don't have to leave the property. We are lockstep with the city of Hot Springs. We encourage our guests to go and walk the bathhouse row and go to the famous pancake shop and see that, but they don't have to, and we have the amenities in place, so they have it in luxury, and that's the name of the game.
That's right.
When you go to any other big league resort, if it's in L.A. or Houston or New York or Chicago or points in between, that's what they offer. And that's what we wanted to do, is to offer that to Arkansans, to really have a special feel with that.
Yeah, I wonder, I was thinking going back, it was your great-grandfather and I guess maybe your great-uncle who founded Oaklawn in 1904. I always, in my mind, have the time travel thing to where if they could come here and walk in and see this, what they would say just would be blown away that vision and the hard work they put into it has come to this. You know?
Well, it's we've been very, very fortunate. We've been in the business here for 120 years, and you have to be flexible. You have to change. You have to be willing to change. My great-grandfather and uncle, they started this business in 1904, not because they loved horse racing, but they could legally bookmake so long as they had live racing.
Yeah, man.
I can't comprehend that. So they can't comprehend this.
Uh-huh.
My grandfather, John, he wanted to create a racing circuit, but he's competing with known mobsters, Al Capone and Oney Manning.
Jeez.
I can't imagine that. Dad, when he broke away from the illegal casinos, which were here for 100 years, he wanted to create a premier racing facility to offer world-class racing. He did that. He was successful with that. I can't imagine having to start really from scratch to be able to have the thought of doing that.
Wow.
And now you go to our generation, we wanted to capitalize on that and make it a true resort and a luxurious resort, something that Arkansans haven't seen before. We've been successful with that. You cannot go to another place in the region, forget Arkansas, region, and experience what we've offered and have to offer. And that's what's fun. That's what's exciting about it.
Absolutely.
I don't know why. I would imagine some people come here, stay long enough, have their Amazon delivered.
That's right.
That's what it's what's about.
We're visiting with Louis Sella, who is the president of Oaklawn and is also an inductee tonight into the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. You know, I mentioned earlier, creating memories. You know, we've been doing shows over here. We talked about it. 25 years.
Wow.
We've been coming over here 25 years. And I think of the people like Terry Wallace and, you know, the fun at J&S Italian Villa. Paul Shimura, who's no longer with us.
Absolutely.
And us, you know, striking goal, you know, Roger.
Jamal Shaw.
We'll get to Oklahoma in a second. but Roger did the American Pharoah song. It said American Woman. He's American Pharoah. And that thing took off.
Yeah.
And we went all the way and saw, went to the Bell and saw the conclusion of that. Just all the great memories. Yeah. And so we've been really proud to be a part of this for 25 years. And I was going to ask, I'll do my homework for tonight, but I know you became president in 17. How many years before that were you working here with your dad? What's your timeline?
Well, I really started in the business when I got out of law school in 89. So starting, call it 90 to today, I've been quite involved. And when we started to expand with instant racing and EGS, Dad said, you know, this is not horse racing to me, so you figure that out. Talk to Eric Jackson and figure that out. So I did. And so I've been behind the scenes quite a bit for a long time, so it was also seamless when Dad passed that I had a great underpinning to go forward.
Absolutely. Yes. And, you know, and it's been that way. Because I never saw a hiccup, just improvement every year for you to keep doing that. Now, we've been coming here 25 years, of course, being born and raised here. Just the thought of this room, I can close my eyes and see this room before Mainline became.
That's right.
Just having those chairs there and the bank of the wall that, you know. And now to see that, to see the space being used and all that. So we've seen it grow.
I've enjoyed listening to, you know, obviously Roger grew up here and your buddy Steve Qualls to where they were telling stories about how you, and of course Clinton. Matter of fact, when we saw American Pharoah, Clinton was with us.
Yeah,
Clinton, we said that he talked about he and his mom. He would get out of school early and go over here, but sticking through the fence. And
absolutely,
Paul talked about he said he could drive his car up here.
I drove back there many a time, back there where the homes were, where the fence was, where there was bushes moved to bring my kids just to watch the horses go around.
That's gonna be fun to hear.
Well, it is, and frankly, that's what part of our success. We don't have a professional team here, and we have obviously a strong college program, but at the time of year we run, everyone who's from Arkansas knows about Oaklawn, and we capitalize on that, which is why on Saturdays we have the infield open. We bring in the kiddie places, so they get a feel of comfort. And we keep our prices suppressed so they can have a family environment. Eric Jackson, our former general manager, he used to sneak in and play golf in the infield. Skip Eble, our counsel, used to sneak in and look at the races from the north parking lot. My wife, Rochelle, she would remember on big weekends get gussied up and try to sneak in and come in with her girlfriends just to watch racing.
That's right.
And that's what it's about. You know, we don't see that anymore in other tracks. We still see that at Oaklawn.
Yeah.
That's what makes it so special.
Absolutely.
Do want to mention, too, Rochelle. I went to school with Rochelle, and always good to see her. And your son Charles is here.
Right.
And listen, if he was living down here, I would be his agent because he would be the Tom Cruise or the Brad Pitt of Arkansas that he's single in.
Shut your ears, Charles.
I do think, talk about history and legacy, I love the fact that you somehow saw the clip of Roger and our producer, 29-year-old.
Very. impressive.
Christian Weaver doing the song, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, off of Oklahoma. And you have an Oklahoma story.
We do. And it was funny because I think it was Rochelle. She said, look at this. And I started hearing. I said, my gosh, that's actually pretty good. You know, I try to belt out a song every now and then. And I'm not that good. I think I am, but I'm not. And but it dawned on me that I have to. I'm so happy to see you about this story. Back in the 40s, 30s, 40s, our family was heavily involved with musical theater. And we just happened to be a silent partner angel in funding Oklahoma.
That original crazy.
That is
right.
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 Right. And we received royalties for decades until that all kind of petered out and they all changed. But we were involved with traditional musicals. And then, of course, the movie theaters came around and musicals sort of died. So we still have some special places. You still have Broadway and other places. Or in St. Louis, the Municipal Opera Theater of St. Louis, the Muni, of which I'm involved with. It's America's largest outdoor musical theater. We're limited to the summer. We put on 7 shows that we produce ourselves. We have 11,000 seats that are filled up every single night for the summer. Wow. So there's still pockets of success. Just like horse racing.
Yep.
You've seen horse racing over the last several decades decline in areas, and but there are pockets of success. I take great comfort in glee, which is bad, gloating, I should say, which is also worst.
Right.
But we had our Arkansas Derby with 73,000 people.
How about that?
The Santa Anita Derby, they were all excited about their 5-horse field or something like that, and my gosh, they had 34,000 people.
How about that?
We're double.
Yeah, man.
They're in L.A., we're in Hot Springs, and we're double.
Yeah.
So we have pockets of success.
Sure.
And we're part of it. We're the shining star of racing.
Well, that's a great story. I mean, that your grandparent is sitting there, Oscar and Hammerstein are coming down, Rogers and Hammerstein are coming down to talk to you, get some money for these plays. That is wild.
Yeah. The other thing, too, we got to give you credit when you start expanding your casino, you were smart enough to go, you know, we need to keep pouring money back into horse racing to where now, not only you have fans coming, you are paying the highest purses of anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you ask any horse person, and this track is regarded as one of the best in America. And even if you don't know, you come and you see all the other things. But pretty cool that you've developed racing to that level, too.
Well, we focus with all of our new employees that it's racing first. We don't get to do the casino and fun stuff without horse racing,
right.
So we have to do that. And it's really kind of fun that when you think about our history, this is a track that was originally built to bookmake.
Mm-hmm.
It is now the largest track when it comes to purses and full crowds and full fields.
Yep.
120 plus years later.
Yeah.
So
wow.
So that's neat.
Yeah, I love the fact that Roger. I don't know if you saw it, but so you know people nationally are paying attention. We brought in Mark May; he was loving the horse race. Terry Bradshaw's got horses running, and then Dave Portnoy. Now you become a partner with him, and that's cool. And so the next thing I know, I hear Portnoy mouthing off about something about Oakland. So it's sort of like dealing with a wild animal when you're dealing with Dave. But what's that relationship like?
He's a great guy.
Yeah,
and got to know him. He actually tried to sneak in a few years ago, and we always talk. Before a big weekend, you know, who's coming in, we want to make sure they're taken care of and have a seat, etc. Well, we're going through the list and list and this and this and this, and Dave Portnoy and Wayne Smith, and I go, wait a minute, and he said, yeah, he just called up and he got a room, and we put him on the parking lot side down on the bottom floor. He said, no. So we moved him, and I've never met him.
Yeah.
I did not know anything about it, but we got him up, and I said, look, I introduced myself. I said, if it gets out of hand for some reason, I really don't know anything about him.
I
should ask someone, what's everyone all doing on about Dave Portnoy?
Right.
And I said, if something happens, I'll put you in a private room. And he called up and he said, you know what, is that okay? And I said, absolutely. So we got to know each other.
Yeah.
He's a super-duper guy.
Sharp guy.
And then a couple of years later, he became friends with Ron McQuett, our trainer.
Yeah.
And through Ron, he said, look, I loved Oaklawn. I love the way the programs work there. Ron, I like how you train horses. Is there any way Sella will do it? And I said, and Ron is the go-between with this. And I told Ron, I said, only, you know, if he understands, Ron, that you're the trainer, I'm good. And he said, we're good. So we bought a horse. He actually runs today.
I said, right.
Silver Syndicate. Okay. And we're excited about that. Ron, he was, Dave was coming in, but he has a family obligation, so we cannot. So we're excited about that.
Well, I remember nobody came out of nowhere. He wakes up and does a video.
That's right.
I was going, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, you know, that you can't, you know, it's hard to buy that kind of publicity impact. And, yeah, the dude's a very shrewd, smart businessman, too.
Oh,
so,
absolutely.
Well, listen, we know you're busy. Looking forward to honoring you tonight.
Thank you.
And, you know, one of the things I talked about, you know, I'm very honored to have gone in 7 or 8 years ago. And so being around the Hall of Fame, I think it's always important to do it while the person's alive and where their family can enjoy it. I know you're going to have a lot of friends and family.
Right.
And so I think, you know, you're around the same age as me and Roger. And so I think tonight could be a special night because you get to share it with your friends and family and work.
Well, it's humbling.
Yeah.
When I'm in a class with a guy named Wayne Lucas, what in the world am I doing here?
Yeah.
it's very humbling, and what a privilege, and it is very exciting. Thank you.
Well, we'll see you tonight.
Congrats.
You bet. Thanks so much.
Louis Sella.
Yep.
Thanks, Charles. See you next time. You just take those headsets off and let you go. All right, there you go. Roger,
I've got
to do my homework. I know.
I don't have much
to say. I just do a little bitty opening before we go to the video.
Well, you do it as well as anybody, buddy.
Yeah.
You do it as well as anybody.
Let's go ahead and take an early break. We'll come back and visit with Heather Baker about what's happening around the state.
And then finish the lyric.
We'll do a finish the lyric.
All right.
You know, for a chance to win tickets to see Kansas and 38 Special
in
Atlanta. All right, don't go away. We're live from Oaklawn, 920.
Yeah, you're looking sweeter now. You're hotter every day, girl. Wish that I could love you right.
Get your tickets now for the 22nd annual Double B's BuzzBQ coming May 9th to the downtown Riverside RV Park in North Little Rock. Go to buzzbq.com for more.
Is Sports Center.
Hunter Fitzgerald hit a two-run single in the bottom of the first inning and a solo home run in the sixth as the Arkansas Travelers beat the Wichita Wind Surge 4-2 at Dickey Stevens Park. Michael Arroyo added an RBI ground rule double for the Travs in the second inning. Right-hander Ryan Hawks picked up the victory on the mound for the Travs. He allowed one earned run on five hits with eight strikeouts over his five innings of work. The series continues at 7:05 tonight. That means Stephen Davis will have the pregame show at 6:50 on 106.7 Buzz 2. In other news, the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame will hold its annual induction ceremony at Oaklawn tonight in Hot Springs. This year's class was highlighted by former Arkansas Razorback Alex Collins, UCA football coach Nathan Brown, and horse trainer Dwayne Lucas. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a warm Friday, a high of 82 degrees. We'll be partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower or maybe a thunderstorm, but that's only a 10% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to the mid and upper 50s. Tomorrow, a warm Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 84. Rain chances return Sunday. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick and I Friday in the Eat My Catfish studio for a short show. Razorback baseball pregame starts at 5:30. But don't worry, we'll have a full show. Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen, Trey Beatty from Hawk Sports, thanks to Chris Green Hyundai and Genesis of Conway. See you Friday on 103.7 The Buzz.
David Basil here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Found Jewelry. At Jones & Son, when you shop for an engagement ring, you get the benefit of shopping with the largest selection of rings in Central Arkansas. Jones & Son also carry the biggest brands in the business. At Jones & Son, shop their new collection of Jones & Son branded engagement rings. The Jones & Son rings are high quality at a fraction of the price, also are fully customizable, and they can modify any design to suit your needs. They are direct diamond importer and import all of their their diamonds, so you save money. Jones & Son is located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, and they've been there for over 39 years. The same address and phone number for over three decades. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry to match the occasion can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be at Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. Find the right diamonds for that special occasion. Jones & Son invites you to come by or shop with them online at jonesandson.com. Jones & Son is located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, and they've been there for over 39 years.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and businesses trust CertaPro Painters. From detailed residential work to professionally managed commercial projects, CertaPro delivers craftsmanship to protect your investment. Visit CertaPro.com, that's Certa with a C, and reserve your spring project today.
Oaklawn is here for when you want nonstop racing and nonstop action. The season's back, the weekends are packed, and it's time to plan your visit. The classic racing season kicks off January 30th and runs through May 2nd with exciting weekends, great food and drinks, and the kind of atmosphere you can only find in Hot Springs. It's fast, it's lively, it's time to win. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to... Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with five available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious... with multiple engine options and impressive towing. While Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability.
Nice.
Making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Crawfish season is here at Eat My Catfish. And we've got crawfish at all locations. Get your boil fixed today with any of our boiling buckets of crawfish, crab legs, and shrimp. Come see us or order online at eatmycatfish.com.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
This is Johnny Cash.
Some men were born in poverty. Some were born with wealth.
All right, 9:27. Coming up after we visit with Heather Baker, we got to play a little...
Finish the lyric.
Justin Moore, Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration.
Letting the night roll.
Yeah, so you just got to be ready when Roger stops the music. You got to just have the lyrics in front of you.
Start singing.
You'll win tickets to Kansas and 38 Special. Yeah. Don't forget to go to the Buzz website if you want to register for BuzzBQ. There are only a couple spots left. The golf tournament on Monday or the new Morning Mayhem Man Cave competition. Brought to you by Coffin by Design and Coffin by Design West. So, again, start sending in your pictures.
Yeah.
We got a
Man Cave, Fan Cave, whatever you got.
That's right. You know, Darren McFadden, Justin Moore.
Kane and Sandy.
Melinda Mayo and Ginger and Kane and Sandy are judging. Another one of the busiest people on the planet. By the way, Melinda Mayo is officially done with television. How about that? A 39-year career comes to a close. Let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass Hotline, and let's hit the open if we can there, Tony P, for our next guest.
She has the busiest social calendar in the state of Arkansas. Her insight on what to do across the state is unrivaled. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the queen of promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Good morning, Heather Baker. Good morning.
Hey guys,
how are
how's
you?
It going?
We're good. We're at Oaklawn, which I think you're going to be here tonight, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Well, I am actually coming by, but I'm going to our friend Linda Mayo's event tonight, so I have to send her off with a big smile. But we did cover an 8-page spread on the Hall of Fame. I really wanted to recognize everybody that, you know, the incredible inductees into the Hall of Fame, and Lucella, of course, which I just listened to his interview. But we are proud to be able to do that in Arkansas Money and Politics.
Yeah, it's a great piece. If everybody wants to see all the write-ups on every person going in tonight, it's a great article, and it's in April's edition of AY. And so good job there. Oh, that's Arkansas Money and Politics. That's right. That's not AY. It's Arkansas Money and Politics. I knew that Melinda had that tonight. Of course, I've got to MC the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame.
Right.
Heather, what else is going on that we need to know about? Obviously, we got horse racing today and this rest of the weekend with the Apple Blossom tomorrow. What else besides that do people need to be aware of?
Well, I do want to say, I know you're at Oaklawn, and I got to give props to Oaklawn, but they did just host me for an incredible weekend. There is an entire write-up about it in this month's AY Magazine. So I planned out in a weekend. So if you want to go for 3 or 4 days with your girlfriend, your husband, your partner, whoever, I planned it out from start to finish, where to eat, where to go, even events throughout the city. I even included Roger Scott's trivia. So
wow.
It is an A to Z plan. So check that out in AY. Definitely Oaklawn is on your weekend plans. But we've got the Travelers playing. They're playing all weekend. There's multiple games. You're going to check that schedule out at aymag.com. But it's grab your tickets for a weekend of baseball. We've got the Wicked. That's, again, at Robinson Center. Tickets are $48. There are some tickets still available. I just checked, and this is going to run through April the 19th. So you can go to that at Robinson Center in Little Rock. We have Tropicon at Book Lovers Festival, and this is in Hot Springs. So you have New York Times, USA Today, Amazon award-winning, best-selling authors are going to be there with all genres of books if you like this. And interesting enough, the tickets are $6.38. So if that's your thing, you can check that out at the Arlington Resort in Hot Springs. In Hot Springs, we also have the Monster Truck Insanity Next Level Tour. That is at the Garland County Fairgrounds at 1 o'clock on Saturday. It's going to be a battle and one huge show. And they're going to be leveling up with Insanity, Monster Truck Action. And Cabot, the 16th annual Cabot High Cruiser Car Show. This is Saturday. It's from 9 to 3. The kids are actually judging this. So it's best paint, best engine, best import, street rod. I think I'm going to have to bring one of my cars by and pop it in there because, you know, David, I'm a little bit of a car lover. I've got a couple cool cars I can enter.
Yeah, so
I think that's something I'm going to have to pop by. But that's so cool that the kids are doing that. I love that they're putting that emphasis on cars. We have at the Promenade Chenal, if you love doggies, you can bring out your dog. They're going to have pet-friendly activities on Saturday from 11 to 1. It's called Paws at the Promenade. Photo ops, giveaways. There'll be so much stuff with the Humane Society of Pulaski County, and they will have adoptions available if you actually need one, a new pet. You've got the Harlem Globetrotters at Simmons Bank Arena on Saturday at 2 o'clock. If you're in Fort Smith, they're going to be having a huge card show. When I say cards, I'm talking about sports card, collectible, Pokemon, all kinds of various vendors, and that'll be going in Fort Smith. I heard it's one of the largest card shows in the world that's going to be traveling in to Fort Smith. So there's so much fun stuff going on. There's tons of live music around the state, David and Roger, and we have that entire list on aymag.com, along with about 65 other events that you can attend around the state.
Yeah, just sometimes there's so much going on. Roger and I, you know, it would have been nice to be at Melinda's Deal,
yeah.
but they've got this tonight. Of course, there'll be 800 people here at this tonight. Yeah, just a lot of activities.
Yeah.
I'm glad we have good weather, too. You know, weather's
perfect
for all kind of activities.
Yeah. And
course,
thanks for including me in the trivia in that rundown, too.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out. You know, nobody keeps a busier social calendar than Melinda does. So, Heather does, right? Heather, well, listen, have a great weekend. Thanks for being a little flexible with our time. It was, I don't know if you heard the visit with Louis Sella, really fascinating guy who's going in tonight. Like I said, if you haven't seen, you can go to Arkansas Money Politics and check out all the inductees. I think it'll be a neat deal to be able to see Alex Collins go in tonight, who passed away at age 28. So really sad deal there. Heather, you're the best. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, and everybody make sure to check out the May issue of AY when it comes out, because you're going to see Roger Scott in the top three for AY's Best Trivia Host. And coming up soon, we're going to announce who the overall winner is for the whole state, and I think somebody's going to be super excited, hint, hint.
Everybody's getting
an AY's Best Of.
We're hoping that's the case. By the way,
can I just say it's an honor to be?
No, you got to win it first. Don't catch your chickens.
Okay, I said honor to be mentioned.
Yeah, honor to be mentioned. Yes. Yeah. By the way, too, we're going to Wicked. Myself, Jessica, Roger, and Samantha, and Justin Moore and his wife Kate, and the Hatchers are going to Wicked. And apparently, yesterday, Melinda Mayo went up in the little bubble, Galinda's bubble.
That's what she was talking about.
It goes up like 30 or 50 feet
Jeez.
In the air.
Why not?
Have you watched the movie yet, Roger?
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched it, and I loved the first one, but the other one...
Yeah, the second was terrible.
It was Caddyshack, too.
I'm hoping... But
here's the thing. You almost kind of, you know, because it didn't make sense. Now, everybody says that the play helps us understand the second half.
That's what they
say. Because in the play, you got to see both halves of the movie, if you will. Yes?
Yeah.
When you're watching the play?
I don't know what the difference is.
I thought...
Because you see both
movies. I thought Kate and maybe even Samantha said...
They said the play's better. Yeah.
Well, and they said that they already knew what the end was in the second movie because in the play, all of it's included. There's not a second play. Does that make sense?
I just want to be popular.
Popular.
Not exactly right.
There you go,
I like it. You know what? And we're going to be so dressed up. Hey, no, let me ask you something.
I'll be wearing my Shiz University shirt.
I just called him Melinda, too. Heather, you've been to Robinson for plays, correct?
A ton of times. I go all the time.
Okay, so in my dress...
He's worrying about what to wear.
Well, because...
That's how to calm him down.
I'm not going to wear a dress or anything, but what I'm saying is because of my head and everything, I was thinking about wearing a hat, and it might be my Aspen hat or maybe my Justin Moore
cowboy hat.
If I wear that hat... I can wear it in the theater and all that, but I would take it off while I was there in my seat as not to block anybody. Is that acceptable?
That is proper etiquette to remove your hat when you go indoors. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I mean, so I can wear it in there, though, is what I'm saying. I can wear my hat in there and do all that in it. Okay.
You can wear it in and then take it off when you get into your seat, and that would be very proper, and that would look very nice, Roger. But, I mean, people wear all things all the time. There'll actually be people dressed up in wicked costumes, and their wicked wear, and then there'll be people dressed up in Sunday clothes, and there'll be people in casual clothes. So you see all kinds there at Robinson Theater.
Well, I may go ball cap. I could go ball cap then. I could be, okay.
All right, Heather, have a great weekend.
Thank you, Heather.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
See ya. What's up, Kaylee? How are you?
Hey.
Kaylee McGee over here.
I did not see her.
Yeah, she's sneaking in. We've got to get a contestant real quick. Finish late. Let's get the open for that, please.
We'll start it. You finish it. It's time for Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, whether it's damage from water, smoke, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. ArkansasRestorationExperts.com. They restore. You recover.
Yes, thank the fine folks at Rainbow Restoration. By the way, Kaylee has on a wicked, it's got a wicked tattoo.
Oh nice.
You know what else she has, Roger?
What?
Elvis. She's got the Elvis tattoo.
Where's
we've known her for how many years now, and she, look, there it is. She's taking off her jacket to show you.
Look at that.
That is serious
so cool.
Elvis.
Cheers,
should we put that on the camera? Come around here.
You can.
Come around here or wherever. Or stay over there, Kaylee.
You see it right there.
I think we've got a contestant there. Look at that. Is the Elvis face where you just see the eyes, the nose, and the mouth.
Oh, it's perfect on camera.
Yeah, that's
perfect.
I thought, you know, I was going to post it online. I told my mother, I said, no, don't post that. Kaylee, man, I want that. She goes, I don't care. I said, all right, post that.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's a nice
good to
one.
See you as always. She works here at Oakland.
Thank
does a great
you,
job.
Kaylee. Yes.
All right, do we have a contestant?
We do.
Hoopa!
What's up, guys?
One movie. Hoopa!
Burt Reynolds?
Yeah. Hooper. No, well, he played in the movie Hooper. But when when someone says, Hoopa!
I don't know. I'm like...
Jaws.
No, Hoopa.
Wasn't that Richard Dreyfuss's character's name?
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, Hooper, let's get the list.
Sorry, Hooper, it's our ADD. kick it in. Let me...
Let's get these tickets to Kansas and 38 Special.
Are you ready?
Let's go.
All right, Hooper, here's the deal. I don't want to have to tell you again the rules of the game, but the song is Letting the Night Roll. Hopefully you have the lyrics. Hopefully you know the song. Thanks to Ralph Schuster for throwing this one out to us today. I'm going to play the song. I'm going to stop it. You pick up right where I stop and sing along for a couple of lines of it. If it doesn't, if you don't know where we're doing it the first time, I'll play it a second time to give you one more opportunity. Are you ready?
Sounds good. Let's go.
And here we go.
By the way, fourth number one. This is the fourth number one hit.
It's Ralph's favorite.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
That water tower has got the sun down behind it. If there's a good time in
there's a good time in it, down there, we're gonna find it.
Wow, he can sing.
Keep going. Keep going.
Looks so damn good, climbing up in my Chevy, trying to play cool, but I knew already by the way you looked in the dashboard lights, it was gonna be one of those nights.
Woo!
Kenwood banging that rock and roll. We're still in February where you wanna go. I can ride you around town and drive down some old back road. I love the way you lean that seat back, steal my ball cap, pull it down over your blue eyes, watch your hair fly. Bent up, setting the night road, and I can't wait to see where it goes.
Oh my God! Woo! Whoa! Whoa! No one ever has played the game like you did.
Oh my gosh.
Starting the lyrics. You played a new game called Starting the Lyrics.
And guess what we're announcing today? Opening for Justin Bieber.
Yes!
Oh my gosh!
Super.
Listen, we got to mark the tape for that.
Justin
Moore would be so proud of that. That was his fourth number one hit.
Justin Moore just sent a picture of himself sitting down because he can't stand up. Hooper,
good job.
Great job, dude.
Now, Hooper, you've obviously sung before. You've done a bit of singing, haven't you?
Not really.
Just in the car, in the truck.
I don't believe that now. You're too good of a singer.
As
a matter of fact, he jumped right in right off the bat, man. He'd have to wait for you to go. Go.
Hey, listen, Ralph, maybe you can. What's that?
He said, wait for his Roger duet.
Got it, brother. We'll do it. Well, thanks, dude.
Good job, Hooper.
Let Todd get your information, and then he'll tell you how you're going to be able to get these tickets. I assume, when is this concert again? Is it June?
I think it's
June.
Okay, in June, so he'll tell you how to get those tickets, dude. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Appreciate it, guys.
Y'all
have a good one.
You too. From Ron in Pine Bluff, who sometimes gets crazy with his text, he said, classic Mark the Tape. He's exactly right. Justin Moore would be very, very proud
of
that.
He sure would.
Justin says, Acre sits down. Melinda Mayo, somebody said, is still on Channel 7 right now. You know, she may be doing some of the cut-ins.
She said she was.
Some of the cut-ins for the rest of the deal.
But
her role on Channel 7 for the Good Morning Arkansas is over with for sure. 661-1037. Somebody asked, for the Man Cave contest, can we send video? No, just do photos only. That would be preferred if you don't mind. Let's take a break. By the way, it says here, both the Griffies, Ken Jr. and Ken Sr., hit home runs in the same game.
Okay.
That is nuts. Yeah. I don't recall that. That's so rare. Yeah. That's got to be the only instance of that happening anywhere.
Yeah, that would be, I guess, if LeBron and his kid
scored. But this is even more difficult to hit home runs.
I think it is.
We got several people who had told us that. All right, do not go away. We'll come back and wrap things up and hand it off to Justin. 942 live from Oaklawn.
It's David Basil for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years, and I can vouch for the outstanding work they do. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. And get this, they've had over 2 million million installs of fantastic showers and tubs across the South, with thousands of those coming right here in the natural state. At Bathfitter, they are the manufacturer, installer, and service provider. No subcontractors involved in the process. All are employees of the company, so they own the entire process. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at BathfitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
Superstars Joe Klein and Pat Bradley for Arkansas's number one sports app, Bet Saracen.
Joe, you know the main difference between Bet Saracen and those other guys?
Definitely easier to navigate. Always good parlays. Plus, lots of fun choices, like ping pong, right there on the app.
But the real difference are those special promos.
Get $250 on us with your first $25 wager.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, whether it's damage from smoke, water, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. Their extensively trained team, state-of-the-art equipment, and 24/7 rapid response will help get your life back on track fast. Because this isn't just their service area, it's their home. When you need them, find them at ArkansasRestorationExperts.com. Rainbow Restoration, where they restore, you recover. Services performed by an independently owned and operated franchise.
Are you newly engaged or almost there? Well, this is your sign to say yes. Say yes to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette wedding show Sunday, April 26th at Hendricks College in Conway. Meet more than 30 exhibitors, see fashion, and win giveaways at the Conway wedding show. Sponsored in part by Dillard's and Crown Entertainment. Tickets are just $10 in advance to the April 26th Conway wedding show. Visit ArkansasBridalCommunity.com for more information or call 501-378-3807.
Arkansas, stop paying full retail prices. Head to Natural State Wholesale, the warehouse, where prices and customer service can't be beat, where inventory is stocked and ready to be loaded. Find us at 2011 North 2nd Street in Cabot. Waterproof vinyl starting at just $129 a square foot. Tile deals all day, every day for under $1 a square foot. Waterproof hardwood around $2 a square foot. Need more? Exterior pavers and stone, butcher block countertops, roofing shingles, faucets, you name it, we've got it. Natural State Wholesale, the warehouse, built to save you money.
U.S. Truck Accessories, your number one Central Arkansas source for truck accessories. Specializing in camper shells, bed covers, spray-in bed liners, trailer hitches, steps, grill guards, bumpers, lift kits, and much more. With professional installation on all products they offer. Locations in Conway and Searcy. U.S. Truck Accessories offers their customers twice the service. Locally owned and operated by a military veteran since 2002. Visit in-store, online. U.S. Truck Accessories. Work hard, play hard.
Experience the unmistakable difference today at D3 Auto Sales in Desark. D3 Auto Sales is your home for quality used trucks, SUVs, and cars from all the top brands, specializing in unique custom lifted and leveled used trucks, including four-wheel drives. And this commitment to excellence extends to their full-service 10-bay service department as well. Also looking to trade in or sell your vehicle? D3 Auto always pays top dollar for your pre-owned vehicle. D3AutoSales.com.
Hello, Arkansas. Hawks is celebrating its 40th anniversary this month. In honor of that, we're selling a home at $39,995. We also have other specials going on, other models as well. Be sure to take advantage of this great deal. Only lasts the month of April. They can be viewed at Bryant and Conway or go online to hawkshomes.net.
Kaufman by Design West presents the Morning Mayhem Man Cave Contest. Do you have a cool man cave? Submit a photo at 1037thebuzz.com. We'll pick a winner for Best Razorback Man Cave and Best General Man Cave. Each winner will win a Morning Mayhem broadcast from their man cave with breakfast from Down Home Catering and a $100 Corky's gift card. Get to 1037thebuzz.com and get those photos submitted. The Morning Mayhem Man Cave Contest, brought to you by Kaufman by Design West.
I'm Stephen Davis, and this is your Travs report for Friday morning. The Travs were winners last night at home over Wichita, 5-2. Well-played all-around ball game for the Travs. Hunter Fitzgerald led the offense with two hits, including the go-ahead base hit in the first inning, and added a solo home run later in the sixth, finishing with three RBIs on the night. Meanwhile, starter Ryan Hawks went five innings and matched his career high with eight strikeouts to pick up his first Double-A win, Hawks allowing just one run on five hits over five innings. Jason Ruffcorn and Jimmy Kingsbury each went two innings to close it out. Kingsbury going six up, six down for the two-inning save to finish it, as the Travs have taken two of the first three in this series from Wichita. Travs and Wind Surge back at it tonight at CHI St. Vincent Field at Tickey Stevens Park. 7:05 first pitch. It's the first Fireworks Friday of the season, and lefty Cade Anderson, the number 3 pick in last year's draft, makes his home debut, second AA appearance, second pro start for Anderson, the former LSU Tiger and most outstanding player in last year's College World Series. It's the Travs and Wichita tonight. Coverage on Buzz 2 starts at 6:50. First pitch, 7:05. I'm Stephen Davis, and this is your Travs Report.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All righty. 9:49, wrapping up things. Get ready to hand off to Justin Acri of the Zone. Good morning, Justin. How are you?
I'm great.
As always, he's going to adjust the board.
Well, it's just, you know. you've seen Days of Thunder, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you remember when he sits him down, he says, Cole, you see this little meter right here? When it gets into the red, that's bad.
Okay.
Yeah, that's you, David.
Okay.
When that's it gets
me.
Into the red.
Well,
it's
not
bad.
David's fault. It's mine. I'm the one that operates it.
You know what?
It's the
inner.
He
did 3 hours on it, 3.5 hours on it. What difference does it make now?
So you were here last night at the reception?
Oh, I was here and then beyond.
Yeah.
We had a great dinner at the Bugler last night. Tomorrow night, though. Breaking new ground, boys. I have talked about it for years, and I cannot believe I've never gone, but we're going to the Oak Room for the first time ever tomorrow.
Cool.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, been in there.
But I'll tell you what, I had a hell of a good steak last night.
You did a steak?
Yeah, Nat and I split a ribeye last night that was phenomenal. Bugler is so good.
Yeah, the steak there is good.
Well, who's who in there? Saw Wally and Monica in there, and the Bassmaster.
Saw the folks from CJRW in there, Blake and Darren and the folks. And yeah, it was a fun night last night.
Awesome.
It's because you got some connections, obviously, with Nathan and
Erica Leek, and they're both coming on today, and Coach James, I've known for years.
Yeah.
He's coming on the show today. I'm get Lewis Sell on a little bit today. So, and then Nancy and everybody. So, yeah, but it was fun. It was a who's who. I mean, I saw people that I hadn't seen in 20 years last night. So it was a blast. That reception's great. And tonight will be a little harder to get around everybody, but it'll be a nice event.
Yeah, it'll be a fun time tonight. Weather's great. You know, the weekend's going to be great. And it's really I love the fact that they've moved. It's just like the Brewers were moved this over here. It's perfect.
Fantastic.
Perfect venue. What's coming up on the show today?
You think Lewis made that a stipulation?
He's
like, host it. You got to put me in.
He did bring that up. He said there's no connection.
Yeah.
And you'll see it because you haven't talked to him right before.
I've never really hung out with him.
We've had him in maybe once or twice on over the years, and you know he's a lawyer, you know, super, you know,
St. Louis native, but you know nobody's perfect, you know.
I know. We were talking about that.
That's from a cubby.
Did you hear us tell the story about Roger and I going up and doing the show in St. Louis? I did not know anything about the history of St. Louis baseball, so we go 10 years ago. We go up there, and the Braves were the closest thing I grew up to with Major League Baseball. So we go up there, and I'm like, it's the Cubs and the Cards, and I'd see this. Just
that
intense deal. And then I start reading about the history of the Cardinals. Like, wow, man, this is amazing.
It's a great organization.
Yeah. Not right now.
No, they're not very good right now, but the Cubs are in last, so I guess they're doing okay.
Yeah. And having the Cubs there to see, to watch that. And
it's a good rivalry, though. That's a healthy rivalry, I think. It's not. I don't hate the Cardinals. I respect the Cardinals, but I want them to lose every time I play.
Are you going to hang around tomorrow, too, do your show from here tomorrow?
Yes. I'm doing Oaklawn race day tomorrow, and then we are going to go to the races all day, and then we're going to the Oak Room tomorrow night. Because tonight, obviously, we got banquet. So.
Yeah, well,
yeah, this is a good 3-day run down here.
Yeah.
Good long weekend.
Yeah, I do want to thank Oaklawn for putting us up last night. I think you were at Hotel Hot Springs, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And like I said, they finally get a little break on the weather. You know, they've had a couple weekends of high profile.
I have to stay inside, though. Pollen is just destroying me.
Is that right?
I went and got a steroid shot yesterday morning. Saved me.
Is that right?
Oh,
so,
man,
so you, so your game of choice when it comes to Oaklawn is blackjack?
Yeah. Natalie and I have a bit of a relationship issue because. When your girlfriend wants to play a completely different game and you hate that game.
What is her game?
She's roulette. And I can't stand it.
I
hate roulette. And she loves it. And so like I'm looking over there, and she's at the roulette table by herself last night.
No.
And I'm playing, like, for 2 hours, I'm playing blackjack with a bunch of people I don't know. I hate that. I need to get her on blackjack, though. I think she'll play if I help her out. But it's tough.
Well, they say, of course, I've been around Frank Fletcher, and he's
do not play like Frank.
Yeah, but the key to a lot of times is who you have at your table too. Of course, he'll clear everybody out, but you can't have people who don't know what they're doing because that can mess up the table too.
A lot of times. But last night I had this kid playing next to me. He was so charming. He was from Oklahoma, part of this group, and he played ridiculous. But it was funny. And it helped me in so many cases because you never know. It's just like, we always talk about like a leaf in your line when you're putting. We always say what could knock it out could knock it in. So that's how this kid was. He played terrible, but it ended up helping me a lot of the time. So we kind of had a running joke about it. It was funny.
Oh, okay.
I also thought about you yesterday, David. I was in the shower, and I thought, no, I was kidding.
Yeah.
I was at the gym.
Yes.
And I swear to you, I did.
I did
9 sets.
Oh, no.
Waiting for a guy, and he didn't do 1 set the entire time. Sitting on a piece of equipment. It's the only leg extension machine in all of 10 Fitness in North Little Rock. Didn't say a word. I just kept doing the other things, and finally, by the time I got over there, my last thing I got to do, he was just getting off.
So you didn't say anything?
Nah.
Well, you got a remote coming up soon. I saw.
Yeah.
At 10 Fitness.
Yep.
Will you mention? Or will you just reply to a?
I think it's a good
email.
PSA. It's a good PSA.
I agree.
Yeah. So my mother again yesterday. It's not that you. I mean, you can do it, but you take up the equipment for how many? How long do you think it was?
Literally probably 10, 12 minutes. And he was just sitting there talking to another guy. I'm like, it's not a seat, buddy.
Yeah, it's
a piece of equipment.
That's
like,
the only other thing. Because when I go. There may be a dozen cars in there, so everything is pretty open. There may be somebody just sits around. But I've hit my clock the last several times that I've gone, 45 minutes between doing anything. Oh, excuse me, 45 seconds is what I wait and do it, boom, and move on and hit. And if somebody comes up beside me, you know, I keep looking out of the corner of my eye now that he's brought this up and going, are you sticking around over here, or are you going to hit that machine?
I would have said, do you mind if I work in if he was still on it when I got done with everything else?
Yeah. But my favorite line is that I get, do you mind if I get a sit in while you're resting?
Yeah.
While you're resting.
I try to be very anti-passive aggressive because everybody's, you know, trying to just make it through in the gym. And it's early, and it's like, you know, I go in the morning, and people are still kind of waking up, so I get it. But
I did want to mention, too, you've got the Razorbacks hoping they can bounce back in baseball. Tough environment.
Frying pan fire, buddy, because it's tough.
Number 6, Alabama. You've got the ladies going to Starkville, one of the number 2 pitching staff in America, and nobody's really slowed down the Razorback softball team. Hey, Ella McDowell is awesome.
I saw a lot of good responses about her appearance.
Yeah, she's going to be a pistol. And, of course, you got the Masters going on. Have you had a chance to watch any of the Masters?
Yeah, so yesterday we were sitting in a box yesterday, and I had my phone set up there watching the Masters while we were watching the races. And we do this every year. We'll pick like 5 or 7, 6, 7 guys and put 10 to 20 bucks on each one of them.
Right.
The odds on golf are so outrageous. Like, Scotty went in as the favorite. He's 5-1.
Yeah.
So, like, if any of your guys win, you're going to get paid out pretty good other than Scheffler. So, I put money on a handful of guys. Luckily, I got Rory at, like, I don't know what he was when he went off, but it's going to be, like, I don't know, 15-1 or something like that.
Wow, so you got Rory. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I didn't get a chance to watch much yesterday.
Rory and Lowry and Scheffler and Xander Schauffele and, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 other guys, but I can't remember exactly what I got.
Was there somebody had a disaster day yesterday? Was it DeChambeau?
A couple of them. Yeah, he didn't have a great day. He was 3 over, I think.
Yeah.
But there was a couple guys that had some bad blow up holes. Did you see the story? There was a couple of Euros that were flipping off the course. I'm like, you're frustrated.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
Not a good look.
No.
The Masters is one of the last bastions of true, like, sportsmanship and class. And in this society, you don't get much of that anymore.
Right.
Anything goes anywhere these days, but not the Masters.
Looking at the weather on the Masters, it's perfect there. It's perfect here at Oakland.
Yep.
It's going to be a great weekend. Todd, thanks again for filling in. We appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, Todd.
You guys have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Roger, great job this week.
Back at you, buddy.
Yeah, fun
back
week.
At you.
And next week, I think we're busy again. Got a lot of activities.
Golf tournament. You still got a couple
Monday,
of openings in the mornings. Buzzbecue's coming up. Still a few slots there. And, of course, the Man Fan Cave that we're talking about. Registration begins next week.
He mentioned.
Next week. It starts now through next week for the Man Fan Cave.
Yeah, we'll be at the golf tournament on Monday, Roger. And then we're at Poland at Highway 270 Grill, I think, on either Thursday or Friday.
Yep.
So,
okay.
Everybody have a great weekend. We really appreciate you listening. We can't do it without you.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend in the zone. They're up next.
It's a good thing for me. They don't follow that stuff. Well, my heart begins to fly like a dove. When I take a double shot of my patient blood. Double shot of my patient blood. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Double shot of my patient blood. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, you said I had too much of it, but double shot of my patient blood.
FanDuel in partnership with Oaklawn Sports is now available in Arkansas. With FanDuel, you can get in on college action any night of the week. Plus, you can even combine your bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at an even bigger payout. And for a limited time, new Arkansas customers get started with $300 in bonus bets, guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. So just visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to sign up today. That's FanDuel.com.